Baltimore County appears to be close to landing an Amazon distribution center. WYPR's John Lee reports that the facility would be located at Sparrows Point in eastern Baltimore County.
When County Economic Development Director Will Anderson spoke with the County Council on Tuesday, he wanted to make one thing perfectly clear. What is on the table is an Amazon distribution center, not the company's second global headquarters, known as HQ2.
Our project, we think, is very close. The HQ2 project, we think, is much more of a moonshot that many people are chasing.
The county doesn't plan to compete for HQ2. In fact, County Executive Kevin Kamenetz is backing Baltimore City's pitch for Amazon's second headquarters to be located at Port Covington. Anderson says what would come to Baltimore County is a $225 million distribution center and 1,500 jobs. It would be part of TradePoint Atlantic's redevelopment of the old Bethlehem Steel site at Sparrows Point.
This is a massive win. I know it's overshadowed a little bit by chasing the headquarters, but this would be a massive win if TradePoint and the county and the state can pull it in.
In a statement, Kamenetz said the county is taking aggressive steps to close the deal. He said that with the distribution center, there would be more people working at Sparrows Point than when the steel mill closed in 2012. Since TradePoint took over the steel site, several businesses have set up shop there, including FedEx. Under Armour is building a facility there now. The county council is being asked to greenlight a $2 million state loan to Amazon. The loan comes with incentives. If Amazon hits certain targets, like number of people hired and retained and the size of the facility, the company won't have to repay it. The county would kick in a $200,000 loan as well. Councilman Todd Crandall's district includes Sparrows Point. He says the county should get the loan squared away before the deal is even finalized.
It's just proactive to be as competitive as possible to help land this major company in the 7th District.
But even though this distribution center has nothing to do with Amazon's proposed second global headquarters, and even though the county is not vying for that massive project, Council Chair Tom Quirk is still dreaming about it. Amazon's HQ2 is expected to bring 50,000 jobs to wherever it ends up. If Baltimore City lands it, Quirk says a lot of those employees would be living in his district in southwest Baltimore County.
Driving back and forth and spending a lot of money, and housing stocks should do quite well, and the tax base will go up. So yeah, I mean, obviously it's a huge win, even if we get it really close by.
The council is expected to vote on the loans for the far more likely Amazon distribution center this coming Monday. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.